He's eating dirt right now.
There are millions of broadcasters on the radio, but there's only five or eight guys who do what they do. The world needs their marvelous glitz, Don and Mike.
And here we are, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, coast to coast, nationwide on Westwood One Entertainment, and you are listening in Greenville, South Carolina, on the Peak, 98.1 FM. High in Denver, Colorado, on AM 1280. That's Ralph. And in Buffalo, at Lockport, New York, WLVL.
Now, a Don and Mike Show special presentation.
And we're going to wind up It's a Wonderful Life. We just had a real beautiful moment here in the studio, a very real moment, with Mike complaining to Rob, who has the thankless task of going through the script every year for It's a Wonderful Life and giving everybody the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Should have heard Mike yelling at Rob, saying that all Mike's best scenes have been cut out now.
One, two. See all that blue? You see that blue?
Yeah, Mike's lines were highlighted in blue highlighter.
I am Clarence the Angel, and I've ended up on the cutting room floor. I'm calling the studio.
That's what he said. He said, Rob, for the third year in a row, all of my lines have ended up on the cutting room floor.
As usual. And I'm sick of it, and I won't tolerate it any longer.
However, Big Gum Jim got all his lines in.
That's the way it is every year, and that's the way it should be. Big Gum Jim and Charles Broyhill and Jimmy the Intern.
And I did.
And Bart, you did too. That's right.
Now, Buzz, we're going to wind this all up right here, right now, at this break. Please bring us up to date with a quick synopsis of what's happened.
Here we go. George Bailey staggers into the night after realizing he's worth more dead than alive. He mutters to himself that Bedford Falls would have been a better place if he'd never been born. His mutterings overheard by his guardian angel Clarence, who's trying to earn his wings. Clarence gives George a rare gift, the chance to see what life would have been like if he had not been born. Their first stop is the house that George grew up in, but a sign on the wall says, Ma Bailey's Boarding House. George knocks on the door, and he's surprised to be greeted so coldly by his own mother.
Well?
Mother?
Mother? What do you want?
Mother, this is George. I thought for sure you'd remember me.
George, who? If you're looking for a room, there's no vacancy.
Oh, Mother, 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 please help me. Something terrible has happened to me. I don't know what it is. Something's happened to everybody. Please let me come in. Keep me here until I get over it.
Get over what? I don't take in strangers unless they're sent here by somebody I know.
I know everybody you know. I know your brother-in-law, Uncle Billy.
You know him?
Well, I sure do.
When did you see him last?
Today, over at his house.
That's a lie. He's been in the insane asylum ever since he lost his business. And if you ask me, that's where he belongs. And you.
And with that, she slams the door in her own son's face. George turns to Clarence.
Too strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many other lives. And when he leaves an awful hole, doesn't he?
I've heard of things like this. You've got me in some kind of a spell or something. Well, I'm going to get out of it. I know how to. The last man I talked to before all this stuff started happening to me, it was Mark.
You know where he lives?
Sure, I know where he lives. He lives in Bailey Park.
But when the two of them get to Bailey Park, all they find is a cemetery.
Are you sure this is Bailey Park?
Oh, Sam, I'm not sure of anything anymore.
You weren't here to build them.
All I know is this should be Bailey Park, but where are the... Where are the houses?
Yeah, I told you, you weren't here to build them.
George looks down to see an inscription on a tombstone that horrifies him. It reads, In memory of our beloved son, Harry Bailey, 1911 to 1919.
Your brother Harry Bailey broke through the ice and was drowned at the age of 9.
That's a lie. Harry Bailey went to war. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He saved the lives of every man on that transport.
Yeah, every man on that transport died. Harry wasn't there to save them because you weren't there to save Harry. You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
A linebacker.
You're quite a bad.
Where's Mary?
Mary?
Yeah. I know how you know these things, but I don't know how you know these things. I mean, tell me, where is she? If you know where she is...
I'm not supposed to tell.
Please, Clarence, please tell me where she is.
You are not going to like it, George.
Where is she?
She's an old maid. She never married.
Where's Mary? Where is she?
She's just about to close up the library.
At this time, George shoves Clarence aside and runs downtown. Whoa. He sees Mary and runs up to her and embraces her.
Whoa! Hey, quarterback.
Mary! It's me, George. Don't you know me? What's happened to us?
I don't know you. Let me go.
Mary, please, don't do this to me. Mary, help me. Where's our kids? I need you. Help me. Mary! 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 Don't run away! You guys, let me go!
Somebody call the police!
Hit him with the bottle.
He needs a straitjacket.
That man! Oh, sorry.
That man! Stop him!
Alan! Jeff! Earl! That's my wife!
Dad.
No, Mary lets out a final scream.
Oh.
Ah! Mary!
Oh, no, you don't!
Mary! Clarence! Where are you?
The scuffle's being broken up by the police when Bert the cop recognizes George as the crazy troublemaker.
Oh, it's you!
Hold on. I screwed up. Oh, it's you?
Yeah, stand back!
Once again, George takes off running with Bert the cop in hot pursuit. He makes it back to the bridge where he again lifts his head in prayer.
Hey, hold on. I lost my... Time out, everybody.
Right.
Where do the gunshots go?
After stand back.
Right after stand back?
Right ahead of break 44.
Break 44. Oh, okay.
On page 308.
Hold on. Clarence, where are you? And then Bert says, oh, it's you.
Right. Oh, it's you. Stand back, everybody.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Whoa, slippery. Hold it, I've got my gun now.
Oh, real rat at that.
Hold on, where's the Pulp Fiction gun?
Dot, dot, dot.
Wait a minute, hold on, here you go. Clarence, help me, Clarence, get me back. End this play. I don't care what happens to me. Just get me back to my wife again. Help me, Clarence, please. I want to live again. Please, God, let me live again.
As George is sobbing at the railing, he's approached by Bert the cop.
Hey, George, you all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out.
What in the Sam Huff you yelling for, George?
George? Bert, you know me?
Know me? Are you kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
Tastes like copper. What did... My mouth's bleeding. Bert, my mouth's bleeding. Isuzu's pedals. Isuzu's there. They're here, Bert. What do you know about that? Mary Xmas. Mary! And then I go running through the streets, right? That's where we're up to?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas, Movie House! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Merry Christmas, you, George! Merry Christmas, George. Happy New Year to you in jail. Go on home. They're waiting for you.
After running the streets of town, George finally makes it home to his cozy house. He bursts through the door excitedly and finds a sea of unfamiliar faces.
Mary! Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner.
Mr. Bailey, there's a deficit.
I know. $8,000.
George, I've got a little paper here.
I bet it's a warrant for my arrest. Isn't it wonderful? Merry Christmas. Hey, where are these reporters coming from? Where's my Mary? Mary! Oh, look at this wonderful old drafty house. Mary! Mary! Have you seen my wife?
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Daddy!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah!
Kids! Pete! Cheney! Tommy Gavin! I could eat you up.
What's up, guys?
Where's your mother?
She went looking for you and Uncle Billy.
Daddy!
Isuzu, my little ginger snap. How do you feel?
Not too good, but I'm okay.
And not a smidge of a temperature.
Not a smidge of a temperature. Hallelujah!
At that moment, Mary comes in from the cold.
Hello. George, darling!
Mary! Mary!
George, darling, where have you been?
Mary!
Oh, George, George, George.
Let me touch you. Kate, let me touch you. Oh, you're real.
Oh, George, George.
You have no idea what's happened to me.
You have no idea what happened. Well, come on, George. Come on downstairs, quick. They're on their way.
All right.
Come on in here now. Now you stand right over here by the tree, right there, and don't move. Don't move. I hear him now, George. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Come in, Uncle Billy. Everybody in here.
Isn't it wonderful?
The whole town comes pouring in, each person bearing cash and gifts for George Bailey, the man who is friends with the whole town.
Mary did it, George. Mary did it. She told a few people you were in trouble, and they scattered all over town collecting money. They didn't ask questions, just said if George is in trouble, count on me. And everything like it.
What is this, George? Another run on the bank? Here you are, George. Merry Christmas. The line forms on the right. Hey, Mr. Martini, Merry Christmas. Step up right here.
I busted the jukebox, too.
Mr. Gower.
This is Rudy.
Oh, Rudy, hold on.
Hey, Mr. Gower.
I made the rounds of my charge accounts.
Violet Beck.
Ooh, I'm not gonna go, George. I changed my mind.
I've been saving this money for a divorce, if I ever get a husband.
There you are, George. I got the faculty all up out of bed, and here's something for you to play with.
Wow. I wouldn't have a roof over my head if it wasn't for you, George. I know. Just a minute. Quiet, everyone. Quiet. Now, this is from London. Mr. Gower cables you need cash. Stop. My office instructed to advance you up to $25,000. Stop. Hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright. Yay!
Yay! Yay!
Mr. Martini, how about some wine?
Amidst the cheering and singing of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, war hero Harry Bailey comes through the front door.
Hello, George. How are you?
I don't have page 322. Hold on. Got it. Got it. Harry! Harry!
Mary, looks like I got here too late.
Mary, I got him here from the airport as quickly as I could. The fool flew all the way up here in a blizzard.
Harry, how about your banquet in New York?
Oh, I left right in the middle of it. As soon as I got Mary's telegram. Good idea, Ernie. A toast. A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
And among all the cash on the living room table, George sees a copy of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. Inside, it's written, Dear George, remember, no man is a failure who has friends.
What's that?
Thanks for the wings. Love, Clarence.
That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine.
Look, Daddy. Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence. Well, how was that, everybody, huh?
What do you think? Best year ever, I think.
All right.
We almost got through it this year.
Almost, yes. We almost got it all done, Barney. We only had to cut out the whole middle of the play.
Next year, we're going to.
Next year. We may not do this next year.
Oh, good.
That's a little advanced hint from Daddy.
No, please.
But I think we may, this may be a dry well now.
Please, let's do it next year.
Okay. Hey. How about a song?
How about Sourwood Mountain?
How about we take the next break and we open our gifts like maniacs?
Yes, I think we need that right now. Yeah.
All right, and listen here. Thanks to all of the Dynamite players. That, of course, is me and mine and Mike. And there's Kate and Jimmy. And Jimmy the intern and Big Gum Jimmy and Nick Joe and Rob A., our director. And Charles Broyhill and Buzz Burbank, our announcer. And Bart, who played the role of his Zuzu.
A round of applause for everybody.
And mother, yes, he was my mother, and my son, and my daughter. And that you were my mother and my daughter.
And your doctor.
And my doctor.
And Charles Broyhill was your father.
And of course, I'd like to take just a moment out to thank the unsung hero of this production.
You're late.
That's right, Rudy Marsky. We have all of his lines on tape.
George.
I think everyone can agree. Rudy really made the play this year.
You're not paid to be a canary.
There he is. We'll be back to
no.
Yes, Rudy. We'll be back to open our gifts.
No.
Yes, right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show on WJFK 106.7 WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
And I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, d***less, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Two words, Charlie Jones, the Don and Mike Show.
It's the most wonderful time.
This is not too surreal. We're playing Andy Williams music.
Andy Williams.
Now listen, turn that off. I got a definite plan this year. Buzz, come to this room. Buzz, leave your studio, leave your new studio, and come here. Now, I got the background music that will be playing nonstop in the background. We're going to do this just like a real family does on Christmas. Everybody come into the room now. Some folks over here by this microphone. Some folks by Mike's microphone.
Spread out.
Some folks by Mike's microphone. What, Barty boy?
I'm near you.
What?
I'm near you.
All right, give me a kiss. Come on. And let's start giving the gifts. But everybody just go at it.
Let's do it.
Just go at it. Well, I'll start. But everybody please continue while I'm talking.
All right, distribute.
Mike, this one is for your daughter.
All right.
Now, there's one inside that I wanted to open on Christmas Day.
Okay.
But the one that's attached.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No way!
Paybacks are hell.
Unbelievable!
Oh, no.
Makes I know many, she'll many love sounds. It. So this is for your daughter. So set that
Thank
one
you.
Aside for your daughter.
All right. I will right, put that over to the side.
Barty, you have one. Who is yours from?
Thank Jim you.
Jim
That's from Jim A.
Thank you, Buzz, for... Yeah,
right.
All right.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Okay.
Everybody must be more vocal in what you're doing here as you pass your gifts around.
Guys, it's just gotta be pandemonium.
Here you go, Mike. Right.
Everybody's kind of off
mic.
Thank you very
Mike
much.
Mike, for you.
Right. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Barty, give this one to Nick Joe, please.
Nick. All right.
And who is this? This is from Nick.
Jimmy!
Jimmy!
Hey, Mike.
Yes. Listen, here. This is for you. I want you to open that one now.
All right.
Open that right now.
Tell me
if you like that or not.
Okay.
Open that right now.
Dad, look at
this. What, Barty? What is it?
Table football.
What is it? Oh, who's that from?
Jimmy.
Well, what do you say?
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're very welcome. Okay, who's next? Now, hey, guys, I only...
Oh, wow, I'm sorry. I got to give you a reaction over here.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, wow.
Everybody else like being with mimes around here. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Buzz. Buzz.
Oh, I know what this is.
Oh, Robbie. Thanks muchly, Rob.
Do you have either of them?
Do not.
Oh, cool.
I do not thank you muchly.
Charlie,
beautiful.
Charlie.
Thank you very much, Rob. Thank you.
Oh,
look at that, Barty. Isn't that nice?
Rob?
We don't have either one of those.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
That's nice.
Thank you, guys. All right, wait. I
got
to distribute.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on. Hey, Nick Joe. Nick Joe, this is for you from me, Nick Joe.
Oh, thank
Give
you.
Give that to Charles.
Oh, this is yours.
Don, oh, I'm sorry.
Don, this is yours.
Okay,
Don,
thank
gave
you.
Give me a great humidor. I'm tearing through it right now.
Hey,
thank you. It's pandemonium right
Dad,
now.
Come Dad, look
yes,
here.
What? What do you got?
Give me a crinkle glass, but inside yes. there's an envelope from
What is it?
Towers.
Oh, from Tower Records.
Oh, Don, this is great. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Good looking hat.
Yeah.
Who is this from? You son of a bitch. Excuse me, you son of a gun. Thank you. Well, that's the first time Charles Broyles ever got me a gift. Thank you, Charles.
Oh, hey, Don. I got a sweater.
Hey, I got a monogram. Look at that, a monogrammed humidor for my stogies.
Look at that.
Don, thank you.
That you're welcome.
That is gorgeous.
You're welcome, are quite buddy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that is fantastic.
This is for Jimmy.
Oh, thank you, Don.
All right.
This is for Charles Broyles.
Thank you, Nick. Look, I got a sand, what are they called?
Sand people.
A sand people guy.
Hey, Buzz. Here, Rob, open this one up.
Okay.
Open that one up,
Mike,
please.
Mike.
All right. Oh, sorry. Oh, are you all right? Did I hit you in the head?
Mike, thanks for the cutlery. Thanks for the knife.
Oh, everybody, Don, look at the knife that I got, Nick.
Mike.
Well, you could almost use that on the ham if it wasn't spiral cut.
Bart, this is for you.
Here.
All right. Now here, and Buzz, I got another one for you. I want
Bart,
you to open.
You didn't need to do that.
Bikini underwear. Thank you.
All right.
Who got bikini underwear?
Thank you very much, man. I'll put them on right now.
All it's right. Actually a G-string.
Hey, Jimmy.
Awesome.
Hey, Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Thank you, Mike.
Jimmy, I got a sweater.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, let's go.
Hey. Tom, this is great.
Do you like that, Rob?
Thanks.
It's a Christmas tree. Like a friend. It's an original piece of art.
That's great. I like the way this sounds.
This will look good in here.
Now, wait, hold on. I got another one here from Buzz. Just a second.
Hey, Buzz, thank you very much.
Certainly.
I'm going to put the stogies in the humidor.
Now, I personally recommend those.
If there was ever a waste of a laser disc, but thank you, Buzz.
That's where it becomes a spa.
It's the Beverly Hillbillies on laser disc, and that's from Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz. Disc. There you go.
Thank
Enjoy.
You. That is great.
There's my Tasmanian Devil golf shirt from Buzz. Thank you, Buzz. You're welcome.
Oh, a magic. Who's that from?
Uncle Mike.
What do you say, Uncle Mike?
Thank you, Uncle Mike.
You can pursue the game of
magic.
Is this
from YouTube, Buzz?
Yes.
Play Misty for me. Also on LaserDisc. Cool. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Oh, that is excellent.
Oh, I ripped this off and I didn't know who gave it to me. I opened it too quick.
I'm getting some bootyak here.
I got underwear.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, is this from you?
Oh, no. Thank you, Mark.
No, that's not from
me. Oh, hey, look at that. Buzz, you give me another. Is this from you, too?
That's beautiful.
From Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy.
Great.
I'm going to buy
myself. Thank you. Right on the calendar.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, man. I'm getting too much great stuff.
I am. I'm cleaning up here. Hey, Bart, thank you very much for the cigar tie.
Hey, Buzz, come here. I want you to know about mine.
Okay, I'm right there.
There you go. Barty, don't lose your gift certificate now, bud.
I did.
Here, okay, I did. There you go. That's for you, Buzz.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, are we almost done?
we're ripping them right up.
This is like an orgy. Do you remember in previous years when we would actually stop and everybody would hold up the gift and we go, ooh, ah.
I know. Hey, Buzz, thank you for the golf balls. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you like that, Buzz?
Awesome. That is beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, good. I hope you like it.
I know, when you said that to me the other day, you like sex.
Yeah, it's 60 cassettes.
Yes,
60 cassettes of the Golden Age of Radio.
I got that from Nick.
That is awesome.
Give me the
awesome.
Mike, that is very nice. This is from you, I hope.
Yes, that is.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If it's somebody else, give him a raise.
No, that's nice.
That's
Thank
a nice
you.
One. That's for
that's a nice
gold, the gold days.
Thank you. Thanks muchly.
Hey, Bart, this is great. I love puzzles. This is going to be really fun.
Jimmy, thanks for the golf shirt, bud.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
Are we all done?
Are we done?
No.
Hold on,
no,
Buzz is still opening.
All right, Buzz is still opening.
Buzz and Jimmy are still opening.
I got a sweater.
What a surprise. Mike and I have already opened all of our gifts.
We have successfully torn them apart. We have successfully ripped them into shreds.
Where did you find the Beverly Hillbillies on LaserDisc?
Oh, Santa knows where to find everything.
Hey, that's pretty funny. That is wacky. Do you like that?
Yes.
I'm glad you do.
Thank you.
Very glad you. Hey, Marty, you see what we got from Charlie Broyhill?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Charlie,
for our Saturn.
Two more gifts over here?
Oh, I do.
What do you say to Charlie Broyhill?
Thank you, Charlie.
Did you get the stuff I gave you?
Thank you.
You don't mind it wasn't Steelers, right? Because I think you get enough Steelers crap from everybody.
I forgot to open mine from Charlie and Rob. Oh, thanks, guys.
And that's your
that's party. My man. My golf balls, my brand. Thank you very much.
Have
there
a
you
good
go.
Vacation.
Thank you very
and
much.
There should be one more over there from us.
There is. Hey, Mike, thank you very much.
All right, Jimmy, I hope you enjoy that.
And, Mike, thanks again for the ham. I don't want it to get over.
Yeah, Mike, thank you for the ham. Thank you very much for the ham.
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 The box does
ham.
Not necessarily reflect what's inside.
It's a cigar box, and now I'm going to open it up and. It's a pocket. No. Yeah, my brand of Stogues that I can put. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I thank you, and my throat thanks you.
Mike,
thank you
they're
much.
Easy on your throat, and you're hard to shop for, especially when you said, I'd like golf balls and cigars.
That's it. That's it. I'm easy to shop for.
I requested somebody give him some, what do you call those little breath mints?
Altoids.
Yes.
Yes, a box of Altoids. Hey, I hope everybody did as well as I did.
I did great.
This is the best great. Christmas ever.
Everybody like all their junk?
Yeah.
Oh,
very nice. That's a toy I got for baby Catherine.
Yes, baby Catherine will enjoy this. And
listen, and I don't.
That's the way my Uncle Mike feels about the gift.
I don't think that baby Catherine's listening now. So I'll tell you, the other present for her is
yes.
it's an entire... Bart, what is that thing for Catherine? It's got a drum, and it's got a cymbals.
A 10-piece band set.
A 10-piece band set.
Would that be two noisy gifts that Catherine gets this year?
Yes. Absolutely. Wow.
Boy. Hey, what a ton of good stuff.
Hey, thanks, everybody.
I mean, geez.
Man, oh, man.
Excuse me. Wow.
This is terrific.
Pretty good haul.
Oh, wow. You guys are great.
Pretty honestly. Good haul.
Fantastic. Right. And now it's the same. You feel that lull descend over the room right now?
You know what? We are so bad. We, like, wasted all of that Christmas. We did it in, like, 5 minutes.
We opened everything we had. And nobody really got credit for their good gifts that they gave everybody.
But everybody got good stuff.
And everybody got good stuff.
And now clean up. Who's cleaning up? Okay, good. Nick's cleaning up and Charlie's picking up. Okay. All right, there's lots of paper over here, guys. There you go.
All
more
right.
Paper. More junk. Wowsy woozy.
What a Christmas. What a Christmas.
Great stuff, everybody.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Happy holidays, everybody.
That was the most rapid gift exchange we have ever had. But, you know, that's the way my family does it.
Yeah. Well, you know what I got to say, Mike?
Take those capsules over to Mrs. Blaine's. She's waiting for them.
That's
right. This year's Academy Award winner for the finest acting performance.
Look at Buzz is still opening presents.
Well, my last one. It's from Nick. It's a Tarzan doll.
It's a Tarzan. Oh, why did you get him a Tarzan doll, Nick?
I can't afford to get anything more than toys for everyone.
Got him a Tarzan doll.
It makes noises, too, Jim.
Well, there you go. Buzz will enjoy playing with that, I'm sure.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you all, and happy holidays. Okay? For goodness sakes.
We'll see you next year.
You know what? We still have another break. Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, do you have a news? Did you prepare a newscast?
I have one ready.
All right. Well, then, are you in a frame of mind such as to report the news?
Sure.
All right. Well, we shall do that.
How about a song?
Right after this.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike.
WJFK. Silent night, holy night. Jingle bells, walking in a winter wonderland. How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley? It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out. Duh! I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases. Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends.
Haven't heard this one.
Our favorite.
Hey, Biggie.
Here comes Santa Claus.
They're the lemon juice in your paper cut. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right. Here we are with our 40-pound impacted colons. And there are the toe tapping, touch tones spurting out of your radio and making an oogie mess like you know who.
I stole Christmas.
We'll take call 100 right now. The century caller. I'll give you some stuff. Be our last winner of 1996. Oh, and it's a good one. You know, it's got to be a winner from Washington or Baltimore or Pennsylvania.
Why?
Because it's a New Year's Eve package at the Washington, D.C. Hyatt Regency on Capitol Hill.
Ooh.
Worth $1,200.
Ooh.
Nice.
Boom.
Call number 100 right now at 1-800-636-1067. Hey, Barty. Barty, want to introduce Uncle Buzz?
What?
Why don't you introduce Uncle Buzz for us here? It's if it's 6:52 here, what time is it out in California?
2:52?
No. Try again. It's 6:52 now.
3:52.
There you go.
Bingo.
And time for news with
Buzz Burbank.
Here you go. Hi, Buzz.
Thanks, Bart. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. The flu bug, influenza, is racing through the country faster than usual. It's already spread to 38 states. An expert with the Government Center for Disease Control says the harsh Wuhan strain is causing most of the cases. The bug swept through New York nursing homes, and it's felled students across the country. The stock market went through the roof today after a mostly downward trend in December. The Dow was up nearly 127 points at the close today. The S&P climbed 14 points, NASDAQ rose 10.5. Rebels holding hundreds of hostages in Lima, Peru, have released 7 young men. Meanwhile, a single gunshot was heard coming from the home of the Japanese ambassador where the captives are being held. There's been no explanation for that shot. The Justice Department is expanding its campaign finance probe to look at the president's legal defense fund. The department has subpoenaed the president's legal expense trust.
Officials want to see records related to donations raised by an Asian American businessman that were eventually returned. The head of the FBI says he means to find whoever leaked Richard Jewell's name in the Olympic bombing investigation. Jewell went from hero to suspect before the Bureau finally cleared him. But FBI Director Louis Freeh says it won't be easy. He says at least 500 people in 11 separate agencies knew about the investigation of Jewell. Parents like the idea of rating TV shows, but they're skeptical about the system adopted by the TV industry last night. That's what we're hearing from parents surveyed in the Washington, D.C. area today. The new system uses rating labels like TVY, TVY7, TVG, TVPG, TV14, and TVM. Many parents' groups wanted a system such as the one used on cable networks like HBO. They rate programs by content, nudity, language, violence, so on. If you put off your Christmas shopping thinking you'll find better prices at the last minute, you could be in for a disappointment. Retailers are trying to avoid the mess they got into last year when they hurt their own profit margins by cutting prices too aggressively. One expert says most of the prices you're seeing now were planned well in advance. One source says about a third of last year's holiday purchases were made during the last week before Christmas. However, all that aside, if the weather keeps a lot of us indoors this weekend, the stores may be forced to chop their prices on Monday to try to make up for the lost traffic. In a moment, how atheists and mobsters are spending the holidays. The Christmas Buzz File goes out on a twisted note after sports. Next, via satellite from Westwood One Entertainment, you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, Mike Keenan is the first National Hockey League coach to lose his job during this season. He's also been fired as the St. Louis Blues general manager. And the president of the team, Jack Quinn, says he's also stepping aside. The Blues are 15-17-1 and in the midst of a five-game losing streak. Two-time All-America running back Troy Davis has decided to leave Iowa State a year early to pursue a career in the NFL. He's the first major college ball carrier to go over 2,000 yards twice in his career. Davis led the nation with 2,185 rushing yards this season, a performance that made him the Heisman Trophy runner-up behind Florida quarterback Danny Werfel. Former first-round draft pick Josh Booty, on the other hand, wants out of his contract with baseball's Florida Marlins so he can play football at Louisiana State next fall. The Marlins say they are not inclined to let him go. Besides, Booty would have to repay his $1.6 million bonus, and Booty says he can't come up with that kind of money. Finally, there's been plenty of talk on the radio lately about Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa, but what we want to know, how are the atheists and reputed mobsters spending the holidays? Well, in the case of the infamous New York-based Gambino crime family, they went Christmas shopping the other night. John Gotti Jr., otherwise known as The Don, his wife and six other couples spent 2 hours at a Toys R Us in Queens on Friday. They showed up at closing time. Toys R Us policy says as long as the customer shows up before the doors close, they can shop till they're done. For the store, it was worth it. The Gottis and their friends dropped more than $8,000 that night.
Mm-hmm.
They filled 10 shopping carts with toys. And miracle of Christmas miracles, the employees reportedly found a whole case of Elmo dolls that hadn't been put out onto the shelves.
Yes, charge.
So the Gottis and their friends bought those too. Quoting the store manager, he was just fortunate to be in the right place at the right time.
Get going.
And we'll close, we will, Rudy, with a tribute to a man who lives his religion, or lack thereof. Michael Last is...
Right.
Is an atheist.
That medicine should have been there an hour ago.
Or sooner.
It'll be over in 5 minutes, Mrs. Blaine.
If there, Buzz, I hate to interrupt you, but if there is anything that comes out of this year's performance, we have tapes that we will be able to use for the rest of the year.
Where's Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules?
Those we'll have forever. Well, this man who lives his lack of religion is an atheist, and he's happy to keep working at the sewage treatment plant in Hilo, Hawaii, while his workers go home to their families.
Did you hear what I said?
And this year, Michael's long-standing holiday wish has come true. At his insistence, his bosses have finally agreed not to give him overtime pay or comp time.
What kind of tricks are you playing anyway?
To Michael,
why didn't you deliver them right away?
Just another day
at
the plant.
Don't you know that boy's very sick?
Merry Christmas, Rudy. I'm Buzz Burbank.
There you go.
You lazy loafer.
Hey, on the Don and Mike Show.
Credits. It's the Don and Mike Show, starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank. Studio technician Charles Broyhill. Produced by Rob Spiewak. Assisted by Jimmy Kessel. Copyright 1996 Infinity Broadcasting. And is a production of Washington Superstation. WJFK.
No. no, no.
Oh.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
Oh, George, George.
Okay. Hey, they weren't that good in the play, but they stand alone very well.
Oh, George.
Okay, listen, we're going to go. Have a great holiday, everybody, will you please? God bless you. We will be back on Tuesday, the 7th of January.
Yes, you made this year a wonderful year for us, and we're looking forward to the new year, too.
Yeah, thank you for listening and supporting the show, because if we didn't have the great fans out there listening to us and supporting us and giving the ratings, Marty, who knows where we'd be without the people who listen to the show, huh? Where would we be?
Still back at the other station.
Yeah, we'd still be back at the other station, maybe.
Know, and I don't get serious very often, but I just want to say one thing.
No, no.
No, I have to, Rudy. I really do. And I have to be serious about this right now.
I made the rounds of my charge accounts.
And I mean this from my heart when I say 1-800-881-9176. That's the number for sex pies and videotape.
You speak from the heart, Mike.
I do.
And I'd like to take just a moment to say, it's finally here. Sex, pies, and videotape. 48 fun-filled minutes of thrilling competition, breathtaking excitement, and good homespun, wholesome nudity. Now, Barty, you've seen it. It's not a tape that you should let your little children watch unattended. Bart, as a matter of fact, he watched it with us.
He watched it with you guys.
He watched it with me and Mommy. And what did you think of that tape, huh?
It is nasty, but if you want funny stuff, buy it.
There you go.
There you go.
It's great stocking stuffer.
That's my boy.
You're late.
From the and while mouths, you're at it, buy four more.
From the mouths of babes.
There you go. Well, have a great holiday, everybody. I love you, Frida. And I can say this right to you. I love you, Bart.
Oh, good. I hope so.
Well, how about some sugar back for Daddy, huh?
I love you too, Dad.
Okay. We will see you. I love this guy. See you next year.
Super.
And Sunday, I will be at RFK. For the last home game ever with the Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And also be on ESPN News this weekend, where I have... and I just found out that I was apparently in danger of... I signed a contract where they could fire me every 13 weeks.
Wow. That's a very secure job.
Yes, so they called me yesterday to say, congratulations, you've been picked up for another 13 weeks. And I said, that's great. I didn't realize I was in any imminent danger of losing the gig.
It looks like a good sign to me.
I think so.
George.
You're going to have to read those.
Okay, we'll see you. I was going to say see you tomorrow, but we won't see you tomorrow unless you're coming to the company Christmas party.
And, of course, when we come back from our vacation, you'll hear all the details on the company Christmas party.
Yes, you will. So thanks again for your support. You've made this a really great year for the show. And I think that the gang of kids we got working on the show right now is the bestest gang that we've ever had. Huh?
I agree.
How about that? I'll tell you one more thing. This will be the last time I ever let you smoke in this studio. Because it smells.
You're not paid to be a canary.
That's right, Rudy. We're not paid to be a canary, and it stinks in here with that cigar.
Don't worry. I won't make it a habit. I think I've stunk up the entire building today.
That's it. We got to go. Thank you, Buzz.
Merry Christmas, Don and Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
And are you ready, Mary?
You want to do the 100th caller?
Oh, I forgot. Thanks for reminding me. There you go.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we must. Well, let me just try a little fun here.
No!
Hey, best of the season to you guys.
Take those capsules over to Mrs. Blaine's. She's waiting for them.
George.
He gets it.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Rudy?
Yes, charge.
Rudy the acting, the thespian.
Yes, charge.
Hello, who's this, please?
DJ.
Hello, DJ, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Laurel.
Laurel, Maryland, you are call 100, hold the line. You know, thank you, Rob. I would have forgot to take the call 100, thank you. Hey, Rob. Keep your job through the holidays, son.
Oh, he was waiting for that.
I didn't say nine. I didn't say 13 more weeks. I said through the holidays. Adios.
Close enough.
Auf Wiedersehen. And good night.
Good night.
All right, are you ready?
Yep.
Call 100. You've won an exciting New Year's Eve package at the Hyatt Regency Hotel on Capitol Hill. That's four tickets to their big New Year's Eve party. Favors a deluxe suite with a partner that sleeps four. Chilled champagne in your suite. And dinner for four at the Capitol View Club. It is valued at $1,200. And it's from the Hyatt Regency on Capitol Hill. Thank you.
That sounds great.
That's quite a lot of money.
What, Barty?
That's quite a lot of money.
Yes, yes.
I do believe it's time to go.
Yes, I do believe.
Get going.
Hey, all that right. was the perfect one.
And we shall. I will see all of you at the party tomorrow. I'll see you at RFK. I'll see you in a week, okay?
Or all right.
2 weeks, however long we have off. And now you ready, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the lovely Mary Richards, who incidentally has been doing a very adequate job since he was named program director for the show. Here is Rob Spiewak.
My God, you've given him a... It's time to go.
Never mind. I was trying to give him a compliment. Come on up here. You're not fired. That's... Cool. Congratulations, Rob.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you, too.
Throw your hat.
Why, that medicine should have been there an hour ago. It'll be over in 5 minutes, oh, Mrs. God. Blaine.
Oh, man, that's too good. We'll be hearing a lot more of that.
Oh, God.
Where's Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules?
And also, I should say thank you to Broyhill, but I won't. So we will, thank you, Broyhill. Tommy, Joe, me want Beyond You Show, and we will see you next time.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Peg and Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
You are the best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike, kick off.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still, a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures, adventures in Dickland.
Bonnie boy, there go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike. Kick ass.
Don and Mike. Kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information. A mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Come to the
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
Right on! So here he is with his big jukebox.
Yeah!
The number one man of all the jocks.
Yeah!
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yeah!
Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 50.
Yep.
You know his taste, it's oh so nifty. So
yeah.
Let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Oh, yeah.